All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is a special preview of Rants 3. Yes, I'm in the middle of Rants 2 right now, and I'm still uploading parts of Rants 1, which will be done with probably by the end of this week, so we should be showing you 2. And as soon as I get done with this, I'm probably going to start playing Rants 2 for a little bit more. But, yeah, I'm basically just going to show you a little bit about the game, which you can pick up now at Manga Gamer exclusively. And they're having a sale, not on the game, I don't believe, but on AliceSoft games. You can get a lot of classic or older AliceSoft games for under $20, and that's not bad. So definitely pick those up. Also, they're selling some mouse pads that you can pre-order, all made for the Rant series. And there's some special thing that they haven't unveiled yet, but it looks like a Fumo. Maybe it's an Alice Fumo. That would sell very well, I think. Anyway, let's go ahead and look at...
Nani? Kuriya shite nai no?
What, you have...
Kono saki wa muri ne.
By the way, this is the only Rants game to have voice acting. What? You haven't beaten it yet? Then I can't let you go any further. No, you can't just get a taste. Now be good and save Lizas. I'll see you in your dreams. Okay! Let's start the game. Yes, we're gonna put the voices on. Okay. The raid occurred in the dead of night. Holy moly, this was made in the Rants 1 engine. Well, I mean, I kind of figured that from the beginning, but... Wow, they used some of the same sprites. So when they made Rants 1 and 3, it seems like they used a lot of the same assets, which is fine. I'm afraid the castle's been completely occupied, Your Highness. So it seems. It's an absolute ruckus outside with the sound of all those impertinent boots. I pursed my lips at the attendant, at my attendant Morris, who had just rushed into my room. Hey, didn't I, like, beat her with 24,000 frickin' damage? How is she still alive? Before anyone realized it, Lisa's castle had been invaded by soldiers from our neighboring country of Helmand. This invasion is abnormal. There are no signs that the army even entered the castle town, let alone crossed the Barao mountain range. What's our army's status? The remaining royal guard is still fighting. Some members of the town garrison have joined the fight as well, but they're not able to put up much of an organized resistance. I tried to think of anything we could do to resist the strange circumstances we suddenly found ourselves in, but I was out of ideas. And there's nothing the other armies can do? Yes, they won't make it in time. Papa and Mama, the king and queen, are traveling. They're accompanied by a portion of the royal guard. I'm not sure if that's lucky or unlucky. Your Highness, I'm back! Well done, Konami. So? The castle is full of Helmanian soldiers. They're everywhere. I'd say there's easily 10,000 of them. Is there a chance they're using illusions? Well, I don't know much about magic, but I doubt it. How's the battle going, and what's it like outside?
Outside,
I didn't see too many people fighting. And there are Helmanian soldiers outside too, but it seems they could only be coming from the castle. The Helmanian army appeared inside the castle, is that what you're saying? Yes, I think so. And according to a survivor, there are some among the Helmanians who are clearly not part of their army. What do you mean by that? Well, she said they were clearly not human, that they possessed power that could only belong to fiends. Fiends. I see. Servants of the Archfiend, the ruler of the monsters. So they're real, and not just fairy tales. Well, I can't imagine they conducted this raid under ordinary circumstances. It's difficult to believe, but... those potato eaters are in league with the fiends. Suddenly, I was struck with an idea. Konami, take this. This is a shield, ma'am? Yes, the holy shield of Lysus. It's one of Lysus's holy arms. Holy arms, so it's a national treasure. Do you remember the story I once told you? Story? Oh, you don't mean... it seems that also wasn't a fairy tale. Take this and deliver it to him. Wait, him? What? You don't mean him? What, do you have a complaint, Konami? No, of course not, but Your Highness... I will stay with Her Highness. Hurry, we don't have much time. Yes, ma'am! Mars shot Konami a bit of a harsh glare, prompting Konami to speed off into the secret passage. Well, I'm sure she'll make it out somehow. Your Highness. Would you put on some tea, Mars? I imagine it will be my last cup for quite some time. The Royal Guard will surely hold out long enough for that. Very well. For a short while, the faraway noise of the soldiers' ill-mannered footsteps mingled with the quiet sound of Mars preparing tea. There was no god I believed in, but I couldn't help but clasp my hands together as my thoughts turned to one person. Darling, please. I closed my eyes to burn the sight of his gallant smile into my mind. That was enough to disguise the anxiety and fear I felt beneath the pounding of my heart. Do not forget, she had a bunch of women tortured for the fun of it. Let's not forget that, guys. Totally not forgetting that part. She is not the fair maiden of any fucking sort. I'm sorry, she had women tortured and killed for fun. Okay, that's what the kind manner was all about. Oh wow! It's like Rance won again! Huh? I swiftly hid myself before a burly-looking soldier passed by in front of me. The Helmanian soldiers, they've made it all the way here. In a simple clash of strength, Helmanian soldiers are more formidable than any other country's fighters. If it comes down to it, I'll have to fight, but they were definitely not an enemy ninja, a ninja like myself could handle. Are you kidding? I had to do like 8,000 damage to beat her. Yeah, I'll avoid as much fighting as I can. I have to get out of here, quickly. My blade gave a fake clank in response as I gripped it a little too tightly. Okay, so that's an infantry guard. Okay, so this is a different battle system. Begin battle skill and select battle. Wow, okay, so it's not a chip system, it's a literal RPG system. Wow. This is like playing a real RPG game. I did like the chip system though. Wow. Get XP, get gold, get item. That was close. Phew, I've come pretty far now. I ran through the dim basement as fast as I could without making any sound. What's... My eyes, which I trained to see through the darkness, caught sight of something sparking. Sparkling, that gold armor, it's a royal guard! But the moment I ran up to her, relieved to spot an ally, she gripped her drawn rapier and pointed its blade at me. Why? Ow. That was close. I beat her. Wait. I was only able to be relieved for a moment. Another royal guard was coming my way, long sword in hand. What's going on? Huh? The sword of the royal guard who was about to attack me was repelled from the side by a similar-looking blade. Oh, you served the princess. Miss Leela, you're captain of the royal guard. What are you doing here? Sorry, but can we save the questions for later? Yes. I looked around and hurriedly regained my grip on my ninja sword. There was a group of women around us with empty expressions, all clad in golden armor of the female knights belonging to what was called the most ostentatious force on the continent. Fight hard, but try not to kill them if you can. Okay, we've got two ladies now. Okay. What is that? The captain of the royal guards, no pushover. It's gotta be over by now, right? The hand holding my sword is starting to go numb. I managed to knock them all out without killing them, I think. Phew, sorry about that. Just rest for a while, girls. Miss Layla, what's going on? Miss Layla shook her head, looking down with a bitter expression on her face. I don't know, but everyone I managed to meet up with seemed like they were being controlled by someone, and they were all heading this way. What could... Let's not speculate. I doubt we have the time for it anyway. Miss Layla shook her head again as I puzzled over the situation. She seemed to have gotten her priorities straight. Your name was Kanami, right? How's Her Highness? She should still be safe now, but I couldn't help hiding the shield I was carrying on my back by reflex. I shouldn't discuss my mission with anyone. If that story was true, then... I see. You must have some mission. I'll do what I can to help them. Really? It's the Royal Guard's duty to protect the royal family, but it's the country we have to protect now. Your mission's important, right? Yes! Miss Layla turned around, cape waving gallantly behind her, and I ran to catch up to her. Layla joined. You should set Layla's other battle skill in the party composition menu in camp. Set up camp then. Oh, cool. Okay, they make it simple. You don't go real high, it's like level 28, you learn her best skill. Infinite sword, I gotcha. Let's make sure that's all good. Yeah, it is. Well, it should all be set good. I don't know what those are yet. Ibuprofen. Oh, we gotta fight all three of them at once. Okay, one's got a cooldown. Oh, ow. I don't think it really matters who goes first. It might. I took the final blow. But it's only experience. Let's not fear that. Damn. Ouch. Gonna have to use that ibuprofen in a minute. Ow. What the hell does the lip balm do? Collector. Lurking Shadow. We gotta be getting close. We should be, but... We both stopped at the same time, noticing the lone figure standing in our path. Oh, it seems there are still a few of you in your right minds. Is he human? He's good looking, but there's something off about him. I should have just ignored him and ran, but that sense of foreboding was slowing my legs. Who are you? I am Azil. Azil the Fiend. Ah, you can't be! So this is... Why is a fiend working with Hellman? Working with, right. I suppose that's true. We are working with them, aren't we? I don't know what he found so funny, but the man, the fiend, chuckled like he heard a joke. In any case, you, with the red hair. What can I do for you? Miss Layla raised an eyebrow, bringing her blade up to point at the man's face at the same time. I sense doubt, hesitation, fear, but also a flame of bravery urging you to stand your ground despite the danger you sense. Get to the point. I'm simply extolling the beauty I see. How about it? Won't you give yourself to me? Miss Layla! I don't know why, but Miss Layla stumbled for a moment, then righted herself and thrust out her sword towards the fiend's throat. Something happened. The sword should have reached him, but it was repelled by some invisible force. How fascinating. You managed to divert your attention from my spell and attack me. Ah, is this another spell? Miss Layla was clearly using all her strength to push forward, but her sword wasn't budging an inch. No, this is an invincibility... Excuse me, damn. No, this is the invincibility field. It's an asset we fiends possess. The fiend shrugged his shoulders, not giving the slightest indication that he was concentrating on some spell. An asset? Sounds like a nasty joke. No human is able to harm a fiend. So, what will you do now? The fiend's lips curled into a bemused smile. There's only one thing to do! Miss Layla shifted from a thrust to a fiery rush of slashes at the fiend. Sadly, the results didn't change. That blade, which could cut down a Hellmanian knight, could not even graze the man who was just standing there. Oh, I like you. You wear the same armor, but you're cut from a different cloth than those other girls. However, I can't say it's a very good idea for you to get close to me. Huh? Miss Layla's knees suddenly buckled. She took a step back and regained her footing, but her composure was beginning to slip away. You may have resisted me once, but I'm not holding anything back now. If your will weakens, it will spill the end for you. I see. So that's how you controlled them. Oh, did I anger you? You! She just couldn't break the fiend's field or whatever he called it. All her attacks were repelled. She couldn't even touch him. Ah, if there's a gap in it somewhere. Ah, how's that? I got around to his other side and threw shuriken from a couple of different angles, but none of them connected. Is that truly all you can do? Yeah, didn't work. You're more of a monster than I thought. What do we do? It's not just that we can't win. We can't even put up a fight. We need rest. And I couldn't imagine he was the sort of foe we could simply flee from. Kanami, you have to get out of here. Get away and complete your mission. Huh? I wanted to accompany you for a little longer, but I'm sorry. Oh, you seem to have lost some of your spirit. Giving up already, are we? Who said anything about that? Nobody likes men who act like they know it all, you know? Miss Layla stepped forward, doing whatever she could to hide me behind her. Yeah, very well. Let's see. Why don't we test how long you can last then? With the faintest sound, the fiend smoothly drew the sword at his lap. The fiend was probably deliberately ignoring me. I took off running, moving as fast as my feet would let me go. There was no one in the direction I was going. As I ran, the exit grew closer and closer. Ah! Your Highness, Miss Morris, Miss Layla, I will carry out my mission. I will find that man, loath as I am to see him. If there's anyone who can overturn this ridiculous situation, it's that ridiculous man. And then, we'll save Lisas. Okay, so I don't know anything about this because I'm still playing Rance 2, and we're not going to spoil me too much. We've only got like 8 more minutes of this. The Free City of Ice, Rance's house. The sofa creaked as I sank into it and flipped through a porn mag to wake myself up. just taking her from behind? This guy's got no class. Where is Rance's voice? Yeah, I like that. Okay, all those are fine. When you've got mountains of experience like I do, this stuff just doesn't cut it. My name's Rance. I'm a super first-class adventurer who's completed countless quests and the world's greatest warrior to boot. Of course, I've got no work scheduled at the moment, but hey, even heroes need breaks. Man, I'm hungry. Is breakfast ready yet? Based on the sounds I can hear in the kitchen, including Syl's happy-go-lucky humming, I'd say she's cooking. Or still cooking. That damn girl. It's been a whole year since I made her my slave and she still hasn't learned a thing. She's a slave I paid good money for. I make use of her every day for carrying my stuff, doing housework, sharing my bed, and assisting me on my adventures, but she's kinda slow. A good slave would have food ready by the time her master's hungry. This one's just no good. That position last night was great, though. I'll call it the Yamato Meteor Pretzel Mark II. Yeah, she's got a great body, at least. If she can use magic, which is handy, I get some use out of her, at least. I know. This is the perfect opportunity for some discipline. My weapon was already fully reloaded. I closed the porn mag and stood up. Okay, I'm gonna sneak up on her. This calls for one thing. Taking her from behind. Sneak, sneak, I stealthily headed for the kitchen. I embraced Syl from behind, sliding my hands under her apron. You're taking too long, Syl. Why isn't the food ready? I squeezed them as hard as I could and her soft breast changed shape in my hand. Yeah, this is so sudden, I have to cook. Hmm? What'd you say? I rubbed her nipples with the backs of my fingers, making Syl's hands shake as she held the ladle. They won't be able to cook! The Hendaropa will burn! Hmm? That's my favorite. It better turn out good. Do your best at both. I used big motions up and down and left and right to grope her, and Syl's voice grew sweeter and sweeter. This is all your fault. Take responsibility, why don't you? All the stiffness was leaving Syl's body. Her naked back was leaning more and more on me, and well, it didn't feel bad. That's right, it's because I was remembering how you were last night that my Mack truck got like this, you know? Yeah, we did it so much last night, and you want to do it again first thing in the morning? Of course I do, and since you're my slave, your job is to take in all the stuff I've got saved up. I pinched her nipples between my fingers. Syl's back broke into goosebumps, and her ladle changed against the clanged against the inside of the pot. Come on, I know you're starting to get into it too. But please, just let me cook, Master. You mean like this? Squelch. That's... I thrust my erection between Syl's legs and rubbed it back and forth. Oh-ho, you're starting to get wet down here. You want it, hmm? It's hard. No, no, I can't. The food. The back of Syl's neck was flushed, and though she was languidly shaking her head, she was also entrusting her weight to me and parting her legs slightly. All right, I'm ready here, too. I'll give it to you right away, you dirty slave, you. I squirmed my hips about, and my full-to-bursting dick arrived at Syl's entrance. Let me at least turn the heat off. I'm not waiting a second longer. Two! Right when I was about to jam it in, the bell at the door rang loudly. Who the hell's calling so early in the morning? Is it a debt collector or something? I'll just ignore him. I'm in the middle of the most important act of my life right now. Master, there's someone at the door. I have to answer it. Nah, leave him be. More importantly. It's hitting. I poked at her nipples as I pressed my tip into her flower petals. Master, we're really going to do it here? Sure are. It's your fault for tempting me in that outfit. But you're the one who... I'd gotten my fill of her breasts, so I was moving my hands downward when... Again! Yeah! What fucking brat is at my door?! Our visitor was so persistent that the flames of anger swelled up, even in my tolerant heart. Master! I grabbed my sword, which I'd left nearby, and stomped my way to the front door. So, you want me to save Leah? Munch, munch. The visiting ninja nodded, head heavy with fatigue. This female ninja was my rude visitor. She said she had something really important to tell me, so in my infinite compassion, I let her in and listened to her sob story as I ate my breakfast. Okay, and that's where we're gonna leave it off. Okay, so... here's what I'm going to do. Obviously, we are still uploading Rants 1 videos, and as I stated, we should be done with Rants 1 by the end of the week. I think I've got two more videos for you guys, and then the last one is the final. After that, I've got some of Rants 2. Rants 2 is a little more complex. It will be a number of videos. Because it's going to be a lot of thinking. It's an 8-hour game. And that's if you do everything. So it's really about 6 hours. But it's still going to take some time. So we'll have that probably the next week. And I don't know if I'll have it finished. But I'm going to try. It's a very different game. It doesn't look at all like this. And then after that, we will continue from here. But not with me talking. It's going to be just... me playing the game, as I normally have, and we'll go through Rants 3 properly. So this probably won't be until next month, which will be fine because, you know, you'll get both Rants 2 and Rants 3 during our next era game month. So it's just kind of a bonus because I'm playing these games anyway, era game month, ABN month, it doesn't matter. These are games I'm playing right now, so that's why I'm uploading them in the first place. I'm not talking about this. This is a preview video, but I'm talking about the other games that you have seen. Obviously, we've done a lot of games recently, and I'm going to continue to give you guys a lot of games because if I'm playing them and recording them, I might as well throw them up, right? So at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and we will see you guys next time with more rants. Oh yeah, it's coming, just not right away. On Grimm's I guess you could say Grim Plays or Grim Sentai Corner. I'm not really sure on this one. But you can pick this one up exclusively at Manga Gamer. And don't forget, all the Alice Soft games, or a lot of them, all the Rant series in any case, are on sale. And also, they're having some mouse pads, and something else is about to be revealed. So, just stay tuned for more information on all that. We don't know anything about Rants X, and I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't say it's going to come next year. I think it's going to take a little while longer than that. It's a very, very, very long game. The completion rate for that game is 300 hours. I'm not even kidding. If you go to How Long to Beat right now and you type in Rants X Showdown, it literally shows 300 hours to complete everything in the game. That's insane. So, alright guys, I'm out. Go pick up Rants 3.